You're listening to A Slice of Therapy with me, Alan Parry.
So this is quite a milestone episode of this podcast because this is episode number 300. Now, it's very, very rare for podcasts to reach episode 300. It's like an infinitesimal amount of the podcasts that are launched get to 300 episodes. What normally happens is that we'll launch a podcast with great enthusiasm, we'll do a few episodes, and then it kind of falls off a cliff and we don't carry on with them. And so this is kind of a thing, really, that I've got to 300 episodes. Now, I just want to point out, by the way, that I'm actually in that first group of people as well. It's not that I'm the kind of person that gets to 300 episodes and other people don't. No, I'm those other people too. This is not my first podcast. So I've been into podcasts for about 16 years, long before they were popular, long before anyone really listened to them. I thought they were great. And so I listened to them and I had various attempts at making them as well. So I've done, over the past 16 years, I've started a music podcast. I've started a football discussion podcast. I started a general interview podcast where I interviewed some of the interesting people that I know. And I also had a podcast where I interviewed some of the leading psychotherapists in the world. And all of those podcasts, unlike this one, had one thing in common, which is what most podcasts have in common. I started it with great enthusiasm. I produced a number of episodes and then I stopped. Now, I think that's an interesting thing in itself because it can be really easy for us to tie ourselves to a story. And it is just a story, a narrative that maybe even has some evidence behind it of who we are and how we behave. And yet you can often find the opposite within that as well. So someone might say, oh, I have a really short fuse. And yet if you ask that person about those times where they were able to keep their fuse long, then that person will have plenty of examples of it. And so this is a good example of that duality within all of us. I'm a person who starts podcasts that very quickly end. And I'm also a person who starts a podcast that reaches that rare thing of 300 episodes. And so in your life, you will have these opposites, these dualities as well, of I am this person and at the same time, I am its complete opposite. I have anxiety in this situation, but I'm a person without anxiety in that situation. And so just for starters, as I reflect upon these 300 episodes, that's the first thing to take away before I start digging into why I think it worked this time, why I think on my reflection, I think I got to 300 episodes this time. But before I even start that, just note that duality. I am both a person who starts a podcast that then falls off a cliff after a few episodes, and a person who creates a podcast that reaches 300 episodes. Same person. And so what I'm going to explore here is, what is it that I think helped me this time? And of course, that's a good question as well, because even amongst the podcasts that had just a few numbers of episodes, there will be one of those podcasts that lasted a little bit longer, that was closer to where I wanted to get to. And so even in those little discrepancies, we can dig in and say, okay, that first podcast, that lasted for 7 episodes, but my second podcast, that lasted for 22 episodes. So what was it about that second podcast that lasted longer that meant that I was able to keep doing it for longer? And so that's another little question, just as an aside. When you notice, and you might not be doing it exactly how you want it to do, but something in life, which is closer to an instance of the thing that you want. You can dig into that too and just ask, how was it that I got closer with that one than with the other one? Now, these kind of questions are helpful because one really simple maxim for improving life that you could probably just write on a notice board or keep in your head, and it's really simplistic, but it's actually very useful as well, as many of the simple things are. And it goes like this. If it's working, do more of it. And if it's not working, try something else. That's a really great maxim for making change in life or improving things. If you notice something's working, find out what it is that you did in order to get it to work that way, even if it was only for 2 minutes that it worked well. And do more of that. If you've had a rotten day, but for 3 minutes of that day, you had a nice time, do more of that that gave you the nice time. And then you'll have more than 3 minutes. If you do that thing for 5 minutes, you'll have 5 minutes of a nice day. So it's a nice maximum. And then when something isn't working, you can get into experimental mode and just try something else. And so when I think of that maxim, I look back at the old podcast, which didn't last for very long. I look back at this podcast that I'm doing right now that's lasted for 300 episodes. And when I ask that question, why has this worked? I come up with three things, really, that make this different from attempts that I've made before. That have still been decent podcasts, but I just haven't had that kind of ability to last. And the three things that I want to share with you in terms of my own reflection, in terms of my question, well, how did I manage to do that? Which is a question that I think we should ask with any minor success at all, any minor improvement that we notice. It's good to dig into that question. How did I manage to create that? So in my reflection, which I'm going to share with you, because even though I'm talking about a podcast in this particular episode, in fact, everything I'm about to say, these three things, really apply to life itself. Now, the three things that I want to tell you about in this episode that I think helps explain why this podcast lasted has actually got nothing really to do with podcasts, but are really useful ideas for life itself, for anything that we want to accomplish, any change that we want to make. I'm going to share these three things because any one of them might actually be useful to you in terms of something that you want to do or something that you want to change or whatever it is that your milestone is. So the three things as I reflect in terms of why did this podcast last when the others didn't? And I think, you know, it boils down to these three things. The first is, I made a significant reframe. And reframes are really important because they change the way that we look at things and measure things even. So that's the first thing. I did a significant reframe, and I'll come back to that in a moment. The second thing is I focused on ease and things being frictionless. And again, I'll come back to that in more detail in a moment. And finally, I did it step by step. So let me go into each of these three things in turn. When I started the other podcasts, so I'm looking at the reframe now. When I started the other podcasts, I was focused very much on listener numbers. And so I would check my listener stats. And because it was a new podcast, the listener stats were very, very low. And so I'd put all this work into the podcast. If I was interviewing, I'd be researching the person. It took a lot of effort, really, to do it. And then I'd look at the listener statistics and they'd be really low, you know, naturally, because it was new. And I'd feel really dispirited by this. And I'd think, why on earth am I putting all this effort in And no one's even listening to the thing. It's just a waste of time. Now, this time when I started this podcast, I made a very deliberate reframe that I didn't care about the listener numbers. What I wanted to do instead was not have a podcast that everybody was listening to, although, of course, it's nice if people are listening to it, but that wasn't my focus. That wasn't the way I was measuring this. So here's the reframe. This is what I wanted instead. The way I was thinking about this podcast that I'm doing right now is if somebody, just one person, so I'm not thinking about lots of listener numbers now, I'm focused on one person. And this is a person who maybe lands upon my website at Liverpool Psychotherapy and they're looking for some sort of support. And they, what I wanted was for them to find a library of podcast episodes that they could just binge listen to or dip into or just find something that might be useful to them in that moment. And if they were on my website and they were trying to find the right person for them, well, it's quite difficult that because you go around various people's websites and it's hard to get a sense of the person and make a decision, you know, is this person a good fit? So as well as getting the information that might be useful in terms of the content, they'd also get some information about me because they'll get to hang around with me a little bit before we've even met and get a sense of, yeah, I like that person, or that person's an idiot, or whatever judgment they make of me is going to be the right one for them in terms of deciding whether I'm the right person to work with. And so all I was focused on here is just this one person who might land on my website. And so I was providing this library that might turn out to be useful for them, that might just have something in there as they scroll through the episodes that they listen to and find interesting. And what that transformed me from was not someone who was out there trying to be the next Joe Rogan Experience, which is the biggest podcast on the planet with millions of downloads. Instead, I was more like a bricklayer building a house. Now, when a bricklayer builds a house, they don't get dispirited if they haven't got a crowd of people watching them lay the bricks down. Because what's actually important is that each brick leads to their goal of building the house. And at the end of the day, they're going to have a finished house, even if nobody watched them put the bricks down. They just carry on placing brick after brick, one after the other. And so that was my reframe. That was my mentality. I wasn't building a house, but I was building a library so that if that one person showed up on my website and they saw that there was a podcast, they might just dig in and have a listen. And it wouldn't just be two or three episodes, but it would be a whole library of stuff that they might just find useful. Now, that helped me a great deal, that reframe. And this is why reframes are important. Because naturally, I looked at what my audience stats were early on. And it still is not, by the way, the Joe Rogan Experience or anything close to it. But early on, if I'd had the audience listenership as a metric, as a measurement, I probably would have given up. I remember very early on, I looked and it said I had 11 listeners. And I thought, I've been in bus stops with more than 11 people in. So if that had been my measurement, how dispirited would I have been when it came to that time where I was going to set myself the task of doing the next podcast episode? Maybe I would have given myself an excuse not to do it. But because I'd had the reframe, because I changed my why am I doing this? Not to get lots of people listening to me at any one time, but to create a library for this one individual. And I knew that there would be a one individual that at some point would land on my website and would have a scroll through, would have a little explore, would find the podcasts. And so my why changed. And when my why changed, It made everything else easier. It's a good idea to check in with your why, because sometimes you'll find that your why is actually working against you. My why was actually out of my control. I wanted my previous podcast to have plenty of listeners. This time my why was different. And so when there was only 11 people listening to this podcast, I didn't really care so much because my attention was on placing brick after brick, episode after episode. So just that one person who landed on my website had a whole choice of stuff to listen to that might just be helpful to them. The second big change was ease, friction. Now, I think this is a key thing in life generally, because there's always ways to do things that are effortful, and there are ways of doing things which are easy. Now, sometimes I notice in myself there can be a certain kind of push towards perfectionism that makes things complicated. And yet when I drop that and ask myself what this would look like if it was easy, I realise that I can pretty much get the same benefit, but doing it in an easier path. You know, there's two ways to climb Snowdon. One is that you can climb it. And if I'm getting my mountains right, and I might not be, so correct me if this is the case, but certainly one of those mountains in Wales, it's got a nice little train. And so you can just sit on this little train. You don't have to climb the mountain at all, and you can get to the top just the same. And then, of course, the only way to make it difficult and climb the mountain is if climbing the mountain is fun. Well, with the podcast projects I've done in the past, I enjoyed the podcast bit. I enjoyed interviewing people, but what wasn't fun was all the kind of admin and techie, and there was lots of friction getting in the way. So for instance, I'd have to go and log onto my computer and I'd have to do it at my computer. And then once I'd done it, I would have to do some post-production and edits and all that kind of thing. And then I'd have to upload it to a podcast host and do loads of typing in there. And then I'd have to transfer it across to my website and do loads of typing there. And so for every moment that I was doing all the fun stuff, I also was creating all this baggage of stuff that I had to do. And even just to get started, I was having to make a little bit of a leap. So there was friction in there and it was effortful. There was things in there that I really didn't like doing and it didn't feel easy. And I think this is why I gave up on the previous podcast. So this time, I asked myself my favourite question. It's a question that comes from a writer and podcaster called Tim Ferriss. And this question is, what would this look like if it was easy? And so that just helped me imagine and research what this could look like and be easy this time, rather than keep doing the same thing. Do you remember I said earlier on that one of those maxims is, if it's working, keep doing it. Do more of it, in fact. And if it's not working, do something else. Well, I noticed the friction in the way I'd done podcasts before. And in life, this is useful as well. I know, let's say you wanted to start exercising. But every time you go to start exercising, you have to go up into the attic and get a particular thing out. Well, you're not going to do that. If you're thinking, you know, I wish I did my art more. But when you notice, you notice that all your artwork is hidden away somewhere. And so even to, you know, just to go from that impulse of, oh, I fancy just painting a picture or drawing something, all your art materials are like 20 minutes away or even 5 minutes away sometimes. It's enough friction to stop you doing the thing. I notice I'm sat here in my living room at the moment, and right next to me is my guitar. Now, if I had my guitar in another room, I would play that guitar less. Every supermarket knows this, which is why they put certain items at the checkout in order to tempt you while you're waiting in line. So friction can either work for you or work against you. And so if you become expert at spotting friction in the world, those things that you don't want to be doing, for instance, I don't want to be eating too many chocolate Freddos, so I don't buy them because it adds friction. When they're in the shop, I'm going to have to walk 20 minutes to the shop in order to get one. When they're in my fridge, they're seconds away. And so I deliberately create friction in order to stop things that I don't want to be doing. But when it's things that I do want to be doing, like playing my guitar or exercising or doing this podcast, I want to take that friction out. And I want to make sure that it can be as easy as possible. Now, I say that that question has helped me a lot. What would this look like if it was easy? There's been projects I've been involved in the past that have started to get horribly complicated. And I've asked myself this question and I think, okay. And it drops the perfectionism within me and allows me a little bit dirty, a little bit less polished sometimes. But it allowed me to get to that point where I could still deliver the same benefit or get the same benefit without having to make it hard for myself. Now, this time with the podcast, I'm not sat in front of a computer. I haven't got editing software. I'm not doing any post-production. I'm just sat here using an app, talking into my phone. Now, the production values aren't as great as if I had a studio. Imagine if I did this podcast in a professional studio with all the headphones and the microphones and studio engineers. I'm sure the quality would be a lot better, but that would be a real effort, wouldn't it? To have that much friction to go to a studio each time. Where I'm sat here now, and I'm in my living room, and I'm just holding my phone, and I'm talking to you pretty much as if I was having a chat with a friend using speakerphone, just holding the phone in front of me and having a chat. And so the amount of friction between me having the impulse to do an episode and actually being in the middle of doing the episode is really minimal. I just basically press a button and start talking. And if I compare that to all the other stuff in the past, it's so much easier. And the second thing is that I've decided, made a conscious decision, I'm not going to do any edits. There's not going to be any post-production. And so once I'm done, I'm just going to press the button and you're going to hear it. And it's going to be published right away because the app allows that. So it's a whole different experience for me. And it means that I can just get on with the stuff that I want to be doing, sharing some of the stuff that might be helpful to you without having these hurdles and without having all this messy stuff at the end. So what would it look like if it was easy is a great question. And it just allows me as well to drop any kind of instinct towards perfectionism, because I know that the quality of my voice here by talking into a phone is nowhere near as good as speaking into a proper studio microphone. And yet, if I made myself talk into a proper studio microphone, this podcast would not be at 300 episodes. So what would it look like? The thing that you're trying to achieve, the thing that you're trying to change, what would that look like if it was easy? It's a really, really good question. It's been crucial to most of the things I've been able to achieve. Now, the final thing that I think has got me here is the whole process of going step by step. If somebody were to ask me, how on earth did you do 300 episodes? Just as I've asked myself, how on earth did I do 300 episodes? The obvious answer is I have never, ever done 300 episodes. I've only ever done one episode. And then the next time I did another episode. And the next time I did another episode. I never, ever actually did 300 episodes. I only ever did one. Just like that bricklayer never really builds a house. They just lay one brick down. How did you lay all of those bricks? Well, they never. They laid a brick. It's interesting to think of anything like this, any change or any kind of movement towards some sort of milestone in this way, because we can overwhelm ourselves with the task. If I'd set myself a task of 300 episodes, that probably would have stopped me too. But instead, I just did one after the other each time. One of the questions I will sometimes ask with my own clients, and it's a good one to keep with you, is what would life look like if it was just a little bit better than it is now? However life is, whether it's going well, whether it's going terribly, we are where we are. So what would it look like if it was a little bit better than now? Now, I'm not asking you how to get there, notice, because that can freeze us up. But just, what does it look like? Here you are in the world of now. What would it look like if it was just one step better? So much so that if you landed in that place where it was one step better, what are the different mini milestones that you would notice there that told you that you'd got there? And that's the same kind of philosophy as this, really, because we only do things step by step, inch by inch, episode by episode. And so by taking that approach to change of what's going to be the next sign that things are a little bit better and then head in that direction, whether it be one more episode, whether it be that you're having one more healthy component in a meal, or whether it be some kind of change in terms of your study habits or whatever it happens to be for you. Step by step is a really powerful way of making any change. And it's really overlooked and underrated because people are always looking at the top of the mountain. But basically, to get to the top of the mountain, you just climb one step at a time. If you want to walk a mile, nobody walks a mile because that's a massive step to take. Nobody has got long enough legs to walk a mile. But you can walk a step. And if you can walk one step, you can also take the next step and take the next step and take the next step. We can often overwhelm ourselves with the extent of the thing that we want to do. And yet when we break that down into its smaller components, we realize that the next step is actually very, very possible and very, very doable. So when I ask myself, how did I do 300 episodes? I catch myself and say, well, you didn't, Al, did you? You only ever did one. And if I'm capable of doing one episode, I'm capable of doing the next one episode, and I'm capable of doing the next one episode. And so in terms of applying this to your life, wherever you are at the moment, whatever it is you're wanting to change, you are where you are. But what would it look like if things were just a little bit better, just one step forward? Paint that picture, and what you'll probably notice is that a little bit better is really doable. So I'm going to close now, but I just want to go back in terms of the fundamental reason for me reflecting on this is because I think it's really useful that whenever we spot any moment in our lives that are going well, anything at all that is a bright spot in life, I think it's worth looking at it and asking ourselves the question and really pondering on it in the way that I've done here, reflecting, how on earth did I create that bright moment? Because if I do more of that, I'm going to get more bright moments. And by the same token, if I'm doing something that isn't working, I can liberate myself to get experimental and try something else. It's often a good idea to ask yourself the question, okay, so I've just reached a mini milestone here. But there's somebody who is at the starting line where I used to be. And if I was going to give them some advice, what would I teach them that would help them get to where I am now, given that that's where I used to be? And it's a great little exercise to do that kind of fictional teaching for somebody, because it gets you to really reflect from from an energy of trying to help somebody, even though they're only fictional, it helps you to reflect on what it actually was. What is the thing that you would teach somebody else to get to this point? Because in the process of teaching that fictional person, you're actually starting to understand and integrate the lessons from your own journey. And this is essentially what I've done here, because I am a person who starts podcasts that fall off a cliff. I have plenty of evidence for that. And at the same time, I'm also a person who starts a podcast that gets to 300 episodes. So how did I create that? And what advice would I give to my former self that would allow them to take some tips and thinking and information to move forward? And what you'll find when you do that exercise, as I've just done it, is that you'll find things that are generally applicable to life, that are not just about the thing that you've achieved specifically. Like, it's not just about the podcast, but I know I can take these three lessons now to the rest of my life. And maybe because I'm sharing it with you, some of them will be useful to you as well. So reframing things, changing your why, changing the things that you measure, changing the way that you actually see the issue can be really, really helpful. If your why is big enough, it makes a lot of things possible. And also, there are some things that we're measuring that just aren't helpful to us. It wasn't helpful for me to check on audience numbers. Instead, I wanted to create a library and put bricks down. That's what helped me. The second thing was ease, taking the effort, the unnecessary effort out of things. Asking yourself, what would this look like if it was easy? What is there a conception of this thing that I'm doing that is actually easy? Where is the friction that is getting in my way between the impulse to do the thing and actually being in the middle of doing it? What is in the middle of that that is actually working against me and taking that away? That's going to help me in all areas of life, not just with this particular podcast. And then finally, that step-by-step approach, which is so, so underrated. What does it look like if we've made a little bit more progress? And for me, it's always just been doing the next episode, not doing 300, but making the next step. So whatever it is that you want to achieve in your life, or change about your life, or journey or direction that you want to go in, setting the next little milestone is what makes it doable, because every journey happens moment by moment, step by step. If you found this episode useful, please do share it so others can get the benefit as well. And if you'd like to work with me directly, I'm Alan Parry, and you can find out more about how I work at liverpoolpsychotherapy.co.uk. And of course, you don't have to be local to me, because I work 100% online, so you can be based absolutely anywhere. Also, I want to let you know about a free video course that I've put together for you, and it's called Childhood Trauma Gone for Good. And it shows you how your trauma can now be completely eliminated. You can get that video series completely free. Just go to aSliceOfTherapy.com/free. And please subscribe to the podcast as well, because this is free too. And it means that you'll never miss an episode again. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you again on the next one.